Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and we'll be with you for the next hour. I've got a guest tonight. He was on a week ago, in fact, this same time last week, and we discussed a number of issues. Number one, my guest is a prophet. Of sorts, he's become a messenger of God, and he's been delivering this message to people across the country. He comes from a very ordinary background, like most of us, and yet God has chosen this man to deliver a message to us. It is a message of repentance. It is a warning about things that are going to fall upon the United States as a result of our ignorance and our refusal to turn to God and to acknowledge His creation and to respect it and to respect life on the planet and to demonstrate the ultimate force in the universe, which is love. This man also has a website, and we're going to talk about that, and he's got many of his prophecies there on his website, and I encourage you to get a pen and paper so you can write down this information, and you may want to take some notes on what we discussed tonight. We're going to be talking again about some prophetic visions that our guest has gotten from the Lord, and his name is Pastor Matthew Stephen. Pastor Stephen, welcome to Evident Footprints.
Thank you, Don. It's good to be back on the program tonight, and I appreciate the opportunity to appear on your show tonight.
Well, it's so nice to have you back again. I've had a lot of people remark about your last appearance, and some people asked, is this man for real? And I said, well, you be the judge. He's got a message, and I know what God's voice sounds like. I've been given messages myself. They're a bit different from many that you get. But nonetheless, I hear the resonance of his voice in your message. And so for those that are here listening for the second time, see if you can't prove out what Pastor Stephen is saying. Those of you listening for the first time, you are in for a real treat. Now, last time we talked about some of the visions that you had been getting, and you'd been going around the country, as I already mentioned, speaking to church groups, fellow Christians, and you know that you have a word for the President of the United States. Is there a particular place you want to start this evening and tell us what's on your heart and where the Lord is leading you?
Well, sure. I'd like to talk a little bit about maybe some foundational things first so that the listeners can understand some of this, and that is that... And based on just talking about America itself, I'd get things for other nations, and I get things that deal with, other world events. But because God has spoken to me specifically on other areas about how, because I live in America, one, but how the judgment on America has come and what is taking place and understanding the time we live in, I usually like to try to keep focused on about America. I talk a lot about Israel. Israel has a lot of things in the prophetic timetables and events, time, seasons, feasts. They all have a meaning scripturally for the end times. However, I believe there's parallels in there that deal with America also. And so I kind of basically just want to talk about America itself and some of the where we live and the time we're living in. And some of the couple of visions and dreams that the Lord's given me about that.
Okay, well, that makes sense anyway. We're hearing very little about America these days from the mainstream media and our government, basically. So I think people would like to hear what you have to say.
Great, sure. Okay. Well, let's go into some of that understanding. And, you know, folks, this is very, very scriptural. I hear a lot of people trying to, you know, we're always going to have those who will accuse and try to, you know, silence or slander the true voices in America. The key is that, you know, what I say tonight is not so much listening to Matthew Stephen, but hear what the Spirit of the Lord says, like in Revelation 3:22, it says, hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to the church. And not listening to what I say directly, but, you know, go back to the Word of God and find out where it is in the Word. And you'll know that it's very scriptural from cover to cover. There's so much in the Word, and most American Christianity 101 in America today, they don't teach these deep things to the churches. And so you know, because they don't speak the truth of understanding the deep things, a person, you know, it's almost like you go up to somebody and they didn't know, you know, and hadn't learned something that when they were being, when they were being raised from a child, and then all of a sudden, when they become older, you hit them with something and they go, huh, that sounds foreign to me, so I don't know if I can recognize that to be truth. Well, you know, as a believer, because it's not being taught in the churches today, and you hear something that sounds out of the norm or out of something, you know, most people, you know, they'll try to reject it instead of saying, wait a minute, let's hear this thing out, and let's search the scriptures diligently and find out that they're in the Word of God. And that's where the problem with a lot of people, they don't bother to search the scriptures themselves. They're over there hearing some guy that's maybe a paid hireling on Sunday morning that, and don't get me wrong, I mean, there's a lot of good shepherds that are in the churches today that are true men of God, but there's a whole bunch of them that are a bunch of paid hirelings filling their pockets with gold, and they're not teaching truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've ministered in churches for years in this country, throughout the nation, different places. And one of the things I spoke of to the church, and I believe that the American Christianity, or American Christianity 101, I call it, is not biblical Christianity, from what I see in America today, with most of it. And when I stood in the pulpits, and one of the very things I said, you know what, folks, today, the church in America needs to get saved. Of course, you know, they're ready to throw you out the doors when you say that, but in reality, it's like they don't need to get saved. When you start thinking about it, wait a minute, folks, go ask your neighbor down the street if they need to think that you need to get saved, in a sense. When you can't reach out to the neighbor down the street to help them out with the gospel of God's kingdom of his love, to, you know, give them a bag of groceries or reach out to the needy or poor, or, you know, when you look at most of the church today, you wouldn't even know if Jesus lives. And it's a very, very important thing. But scripturally, what we're talking about, so we can stay on the subject here, about the prophetic end time events of America and the judgments on America, and is that we in the nation, and everybody needs to hear this, is that, you know, I served my country, first of all, in this country, okay? I served this nation. I served in the last year of Vietnam, and I had a break in service and went back in. I spent two more overseas assignments. I served at the 11th ACR Border Patrol Special Force Unit in Germany. And, of course, I was moved around and later on in some top-secret type intel operations that I worked in later in that. But then I was also brought into the White House and the Pentagon and worked on a top-secret assignment for 2 weeks there that I came into the White House and that whole area, and then was shipped out to the DMZ Korea, where the military could dispose of me and decide to knock me off and did not want me to speak what I knew. And so my dear government made sure that I got on the plane that night and got shipped out and brought right to the DMZ, so where the North Koreans can pick me off, you know. And quite interesting. But anyhow, what I learned when I came back to the United States in 1981 was that, you know, God had to wash out of me the American flag, the apple pie, and the cross idea, and start looking at America with God's eyes, not with what I thought was the patriotic, you know, I'm the patriotic hero type guy of about America, and I had to get washed of all the doctrinal stuff that the church indoctrinated me on through the years, that a lot of it I couldn't find in the scriptures, and so. As I began to be washed from that, the Lord Jesus began to open my eyes so I can see what he was saying and how he sees what America's like and what's going on in the world and the nations through the eyes of the king, and not what I perceive it to be in my own Western view with my Western eyes. And so through that process, God began to speak to me tremendously through the years prophetically about the nation, this nation, and other nations. But I continually worked in ever since 1979, continually worked in prophetic ministry in a sense, as far as calling off events of, for instance, Ronald Reagan becoming president and changed defense history, Anwar Sadat would be assassinated in the Middle East, and I began to just numerously name off, as God would give them to me, the different events, who, what would happen, and what would take place next, and even in other countries, and even in Israel, and other stuff that would take place in assassinations in the Middle East, and some of the assassinations is who it would be, you know. Talking about that last year on radio programs about assassinations and Middle East assassinations, and that a Bush lady gets knocked off 4 days after I get off a radio station, and just before that, that Lebanese general who was going to become president talked about assassination and that, and he gets popped. And, you know, we look at all these events, and one of the problems with American churches and Christianity today, because we are now living in the end times and things are starting to happen, the church has been sold a bill of goods to where, okay, hey, guess what, folks? You know, we're all going to be beamed out of here, and everybody's going to be happy, and we don't have to worry about it because we're not going to go through this. Well, you know what? You better understand something. Father, I pray that you take them not out of the world, but that you take them through it, is what Jesus said. We're going through this. We're going to go through a dark hours and times of trouble, and it's going to come upon this land very rapidly and very suddenly. And we have to understand that that if I took a student, and that student I could teach every day for 10 years or even 20 years or whatever, say on prophecy or end-time events, and when the end-time events came and 15 years later, say, or 20 years later, that student would not be shocked, because the student would understand that it was being taught properly with what was actually going to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
Upon the land, versus I hear people today, they read my websites, they talk with me on the phones, and some people, I have numerous emails of people come and they'll say, when we heard you on the radio, we literally started to, you know, our body started to shake or started crying, because this is overwhelming of what's coming upon the land. So because now they're going through a shock syndrome of literally, how can this all be, you know, how could this all be happening to me? How could this happen? You know, it's such a beautiful, sunny, beautiful sky, you know, day out, blue skies and everything else, and all of a sudden it's hard to conceive that all this is going to come to an end that quick. It's hard to conceive that darkness is upon the land. It's hard to conceive that there would be such massive judgments. And so, speaking of the judgments, why is God judging America today, folks? The reason why God's judging America today is, and continually is judgment on America of what's taking place. Well, you know, let me ask you a question. Let's answer the question, why should God bless America? Because we killed 60 million babies? Is that why God should bless America? Because we let the sodomites run throughout the land? Is that why God should bless America? Because we let the wicked lawmakers and corrupt lawmakers in Washington, D.C., kill off whoever between wherever, and I'm not going to get into this because I don't get into conspiracy things. I hear things by the Spirit of God. Even the Oklahoma bombing thing that took place down there, 2 months before that, God gave me the prophecy that was going to happen. And, you know, but at the same time, you know, should God bless America for knocking those people off, or should God bless America for allowing the 4 inches of asbestos insulation of the towers and falling down in 56 minutes on one tower and 102 minutes after they've both been struck, 102 minutes, and for that tower to fall down? You know what, folks? Is that why God's going to bless America? Because some corrupt government set some stuff up and allowed that to happen during 9/11? And don't think it didn't happen, because I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, I have never read one site, conspiracy or otherwise, on anything on 9/11 until last year, November 18th, last year, when God told me to go to the Winnipegia site and read about 9/11's 9/11 Commission report. And out of that, he showed me prophecy of the whole nation. He showed me how Russia's coming from the north, Guess what tower got struck in the north by what pilot? A Russian pilot that was flying that airplane struck the north tower. And he showed me how that symbolized where it was coming out of the north, what was coming out of the north. He showed me many things about 9/11, which I'm going to be releasing a major prophetic letter over 9/11. And, you know, how do I know about 9/11? Well, you know, the only thing I know about 9/11 is that a month before 9/11 happened, God gave me a dream, and he spoke to me in the dream, and I call it the 8/11 dream, and it's on the website. It's called 8/11. That's the title of it. And I sent that dream along with a four-page document to President Bush, telling him that this was going to happen about 9/11, or he didn't know it called 9/11, but he called it 8/11, that this was going to happen to these to this situation about the Twin Towers a month before it happened. He wrote me back a letter personally thanking me for the word that I sent. Obviously, nothing was done, but, you know, I shared with him prophetically what I saw. Just like during the same letter, I mentioned that the first one on his staff, which will turn against him, was Colin Powell. And if you remember Bush's cabinet dropping out, I spoke about his cabinet was going to abandon him. And it happens exactly as the Lord showed me, and Colin Powell was the first one out of the whole bunch. And I warned him about Colin Powell. And, you know, so when we see these things, and we wonder, well, how is God going to bless America? Why should God bless America? Why is God judging America, folks? For the very reasons that I'm saying. There's so much more to it than this. Do you think our government's going to give you a glass of water when there's droughts? Absolutely not. You know, I mean, I hate to say that, but I serve this country, but I'm just telling you, wake up. They're part of the kings of the earth. And what does it say in the Bible about the kings of the earth? It says that the kings of the earth have come up against the Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And they're the enemy of God, in a sense. And it's the enemy, Satan himself, that's in these men, causing their selfishness, their pride, and their greed. You know, I mean, they're toppling off governments around the world. We're going through ethnic cleansing and destroying people's lives. They're butchering millions of people overseas. There's starvation and famine all over the world. Disasters are happening everywhere around the world. And we're going to be the only nation not touched here on this thing? What's wrong with this picture? This great mystery whore Babylon, we're the only nation, great mystery whore Babylon, not to be touched. We better look again and think about this, but this is the day we live in. Now, I have watched this thing, and I've watched these words that God has given, and I've discerned very carefully through the years and been seasoned and prayed and cried out to God over these things. I hold on the stuff that I've had back from the 80s. That's how patient God has given me to wait. Why? Because I want to wait for his timing when it comes time to release something. I've just now released some things the other day from 1985. And, you know, there's just so much going on, and we need to understand the time we are living in now, and that's what I'm going to address real quickly so we don't go too far. Don, is there something that you'd like to ask me before I go into that now?
There's one thing that comes to mind, and that's, you know, through the research I have done, as well as what I have myself discern through what the Lord has shown me about who is pulling the strings around the world, and certainly you've seen some of this from having been at war yourself and having been to other countries. I've witnessed this myself too, not in war. I didn't serve, though I traveled with my music worldwide, and I got to know and love people around the world, and I saw this dichotomy of the government, specifically the United States, being the strong man for this secret cabal, who likes to call themselves the Illuminati, the ones that are following Satan, and with the New World Order in the foremost of their thoughts. In other words, they just want complete power over all of the rest of the inhabitants of the earth.
Right.
And that is a valid point, that the United States government is acting on their behalf. Not it's not just our country. They're acting on the behalf of these other countries.
Correct.
That are controlled by these people. I just wanted to make that point, and maybe you could offer some spiritual insight to that.
Well, you know, like I said about the kings of the earth, and that's what they're all part of, the Illuminati, the world banking systems, the world bankers, the Masonic order, and all the nonsense that's out there that that is controlling and controlling the markets. The Rothschilds and the rest of these guys that go in on Monday morning and decide what gold's going to be and set the price and decide, you know, why everybody panics and starts selling out, and then they buy, you know, cheap and then raise the price back up or whatever. You know, these are the kings of the earth that have come up against the Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things the Lord told me about these world bankers, these Illuminati types, these men of wealth, of riches, of this filthy world that we live in, of the things that are going on, is that he told me, my son, one day, very soon, the wealth of the world itself, not only just America, will not only fall to the ground, but these men will be so stripped of everything they have that a street person will be more wealthier than they when the day comes.
Amen.
Those who are homeless, those who are on the streets, one day, those people will have, it will appear to have more than what those world bankers will have. And you know what? I don't care if they're listening to me on the show, but you know what, folks? Those where the shoe fits, you can bank on it, because that's what's coming. And it's going to happen.
Amen.
Very soon. It's going to happen very, very soon. Because the wealth of America itself is getting ready to collapse. And we're the last card in the deck, folks. We are in the last card in this deck of what's getting ready to happen here. But spiritually, you know, God is going to take, and he's going to take the feeble plans of man, or their so-called being wise in their own eyes, and he's going to bring a major end to it as far as the destruction of the filth and the greed and the pride and the killing and all the murdering that's going on throughout the world right now. And the hour has come, and America's time is now at hand. People don't understand something. I wrote a deal even about the destruction of America many times over, and about the invasion in America and the things that I saw. There was a comment made about me on an email that I got from a lady who wrote a deal about, well, you know, because Matthew Stephen was involved in the so-called, you know, movement of these same men with this Todd Bentley stuff. You got to understand something, that, you know, yes, I was involved in the Vineyard movement, and then I was involved in the Kansas City movement with the Vineyard movement itself, and as a young Vineyard pastor in the 80s. And at that moment of time, you know, things were just starting to go bad, but they hadn't really gone bad in this country through these people. But there were some men that were coming in among them that were already false prophets and this type of stuff. And, you know, we talked, I think, a little bit about this last time, I'm not sure, but Wimber called him on the carpet over a bunch of stuff and about the Toronto nonsense that was just coming into play. And I had already got out of it in 1992 before these things happened. Of course, Bentley's running around with this false angel idea, Emma. You know, and anyhow, the person was implying in the email that because I spoke of a holy angel of God that had been with me since 1982 on the shores of Virginia Beach when I saw the invasion in America and the dark-colored ships appear up and down the eastern seaboard, which is in one of my letters, in the earlier letters, it's called The Five Dreams from New Wine of Shiloh series. The person was implying, well, that makes Matthew Stephen in deception too. Well, how do they figure that, you know? The scripture speaks about God giving his angels charge concerning over us. It's all in the Word of God. I'm not into angelology, folks, and I don't get into angel names. There's not that many angels listed in the Bible that have names anyhow that are holy angels of God. And there's more demonic fallen angels, in a sense, that have names than they list as far as holy angels that have names, as far as names go. But, you know, to that emailer, that's just a bunch of nonsense of what they were saying about that. Just because an angel of the Lord was standing there next to me. If that's the case, Peter, James, and John, and all these guys in the scriptures, including all the prophets, including Abraham, who had countless amounts of visitations of angels appearing before them daily, and they would fall on their faces before these before the Lord God, before his presence and his power, and before these angels of the Lord. I mean, Gabriel and Michael coming to Daniel all the time. He's with them. So does that make Daniel in deception? You know, no. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's nonsense. But when you get somebody like Bentley talking about this angel Liberty and angel Emma nonsense of some of the demonic spirits that are going on through that, and it's a lady female angel idea, which gives no holy angels accounts of any holy angels' names of female angels as far as that in the scriptures, and I can't debate whether there's a female angels in that. I just don't see it in the scriptures somewhere, but I sure don't see the name of any female angels that these female angels are that he runs around with. But it has everything to do with understanding who's speaking the spirit of truth of repentance and calling the nation for talking about judgments, which that person was kind of criticizing too about the judgments of God. But yet, you know, we're seeing the nonsense of this visualization, third heaven experiences, and a bunch of growling like, you know, dogs and roosters and crowing and whatever, and jumping on the ground and filling their pockets with gold with a bunch of pride, instead of a meek and humble, broken and contrite heart, and calling for the power of the Spirit of God for repentance. And so they embrace, I don't know whether that person is embracing that, but many people embrace this nonsense with a bunch of feathers and gold dust flying around versus the very few watchmen in this nation that are crying out to God and saying, like John the Baptist, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and calling people to understand the day and time we're living in. And,
yes,
and making the body of Christ aware of the danger that's getting ready to hit the nation.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying,
Don? What you're describing here, Pastor, is the ignorance of the word of these people, and even the ignorance that these preachers you're describing are just telling these people what they want to hear. And they don't go beyond that.
That's it.
It's all ego gratification, back and forth.
Right. That's exactly in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. It speaks of that, you know, that these people got into false lying signs and wonders, and that God was turning them over to a strong delusion because they refused to love the truth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we see these things, we wonder what's going on here. But anyhow, let's get on with a little bit of this where we are type of thing. And, and I just want to share this, folks, is that what the Lord gave me starting in June of 94 to June 96, in each one of those months of those particular 2 years, the Lord said that he would confirm the time clocks to unfold during those times, and that's when they started forth at what he gave me, I'm saying, as far as what he showed me about America, and that it would be 2 years of warning, and after that, these events would unfold, and he would confirm it, he told me, by 3 earthquakes in each one of those months, and 3 earthquakes in each one of those 2 months of those 2 years happened. Now, they weren't all in the United States on that, but there were very significant earthquakes, and he never told me they were going to all be in the United States for these earthquakes. He just told me there'd be 3 earthquakes in each one of the months, and that's what happened. One of them was on June the 9th, 1996, a 9.0 earthquake in Bolivia. And, you know, a very substantial earthquake that took place, and they said that that earthquake actually went down to the center, almost like of the earth, and caused a massive eruption and a shifting of the earth itself through this earthquake. And you know, much like they say this tsunami that hit in Indonesia in 2004, I think it was, whenever, and it caused a major shifting of the tides and the weather patterns on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the government has technology, and I've been asked this a lot of times by people, like, oh, don't you think all this is staged by the governments for everything like that? You know what? I know the technology that they have. I've seen these projects and classified projects that the government's been building for years, and I've been around some of the stuff, and that, yes, they have technology to do certain things. But we have to understand something. God's hand is not short, and he can cause what he's going to cause and the judgments that he's calling. When God says this earthquake's coming today or this tornado's going to happen today or such and such time, and it's been declared as the Lord God Almighty says it's going to happen, you know, people can allude to the government saying they did whatever, but if we declare unto the nation that, hey, at 3 o'clock today at such and such place, this earthquake's going to hit here, then it's you know why this needs to be is so that they can acknowledge the Lord God Almighty, number one. And the Scripture says that He's the one that causes the earth to rumble and tremble. He's the one that sends the rains out of the heavens. He sends the lightning. He sends these things. It's not Al Gore and his global warming ideas,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that's what, you know, we've been so desensitized in this country with their so-called Mother Nature ideas and all the weather stations and all their environmentalists and New Age movements and stuff that have brainwashed these people into believing this garbage, that most of these Christians are in bed with the government and the world news, and that they'll believe all of that before they believe the truth most of the time.
Yes, Pastor Stephen, I hate to interrupt you here. We have a caller. Would you like to take a call?
Sure, that'd be fine.
From one of the listeners, caller, would you identify yourself and state either your question or your comment?
Yes, this is Robert in California. And thank you. Pastor Stephen, before
yes,
you said that there are going to be a series of meetings, and I did see that list, and they're all down the southern part of the U.S. Is there anything in California that's going to be organized by you or an affiliated prophet spreading the same message at this time?
Not that I know of as far as that goes. I was going to be flying out to California to do a conference out there in Southern California, but the Lord specifically told me to make sure that I was in place by May 31st to go into Dallas, and I'll be going into the Gulf of Mexico. So, no, there won't be anything in California that I know of right now. I was in California and Oregon and Washington in January and speaking to the lawmakers and over the state capitol buildings and dealing with some prophetic events over the Pacific Ocean there. And so, no, I'll be in the Gulf states for a good 17 days on this trip with a lot of meetings.
Okay. Do you have any idea about a kind of a time frame of when the first of the earthquakes might strike California?
Well, I'm going to share a little bit of that about this earthquake thing and what the Lord showed me. But I'm sensing that after May 31st, sometime, that we're getting ready to see a major earthquake in America, one of them. I sensed that there was going to be three earthquakes in America. I know that I've been speaking about the month of June on some things about earthquakes, and I hate to put dates on things and times. I usually don't like to do that. Here recently, God's been giving me some more closer time frames and intervals of what we're living in, and I've been calling out what God's calling me to call out, and they've been happening as He's been saying to me these things. I'm going to talk about that earthquake tonight here in just a minute or two. But, you know, we're now in that season right now. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in, Robert. Call in again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Great All questions.
Right. All right. Yeah. So, good. Is that all the questions there for right now, or we got anybody else?
I think that was the only caller we had. I think everyone else is listening to what you're saying, so I'll let you keep going there.
Great. I appreciate that. It was a good question from Robert in California. Back in November 25th, I wrote a vision on part of something of what God spoke to me about, but it was part of the scripture that He gave me. It's very important for the listeners to hear some of this, and this is on called Watchman Report number 16, America in 1 Hour, Part 4. I wrote a series called America in 1 Hour, and it's Part 1 through 4, and this is Part 4 of this, and talks about out of the West came two earthquakes, one in Washington State and one in California. And, of course, we talked about, said in here about California will hit very soon, and I was talking, and that's what I wanted to share a little bit about, but I had this, I'm going to make this short because I don't want to read all this, but I had a dream in this time frame, and in the dream, it was very interesting because in the dream, I slept, and what had happened was I got deathly sick out of nowhere, in reality, and I actually went to bed at 8 o'clock that night, and if I need to go to bed, it'll be 10:30, 11:30 at night, but otherwise I'm up all night long usually. and I don't go to bed. But this particular night, which was unheard of, I went to bed at 8 o'clock at night, and when I went to sleep, and my body just, you know, it was, during the day, I just instantly got deathly sick out of nowhere for no reason. I mean, my body went into fevers, shakes, cramps, didn't know what was going on, and I thought, this is really interesting, and it was talking, at that time, you know, the Lord had spoken to me just before about the Malibu fires starting up, and of course, they did start up again out of the California fires, and let me make this clear, folks, is that the California fires I spoke about in 1993 and about a devouring fire out of the West, and a month before the California fires happened, the Lord gave me a prophecy about that happening in October and about an earthquake that would take place in October. And, of course, that all happened last year in 2007, and the earthquake did happen on the third day after the gays marched for 2 days in San Francisco celebrating the bill of SB 777 that Schwarzenegger signed, which gives gays rights and the disco thing and all that mess we won't go into right now, but it's pretty bad. Anyhow, and through that, what took place out of this was that the California fires came, and on that third day, the 5.7 earthquake hit San Francisco, and that was in 2007. What the Lord spoke to me about was an earthquake that's getting ready to happen, and everything in the pattern of America, what I've been seeing, is that the country itself was founded in the East first, and it was pioneered in the West last. And the scriptures always talks about that, you know, he who's, you know, be first shall be last, and last shall be first. And I've watched this pattern since these California fires. I've watched the pattern of America in different types of judgments. And these judgments I'm talking about, folks, is there was, the Lord gave me this. He said starting in December, there would be a December, January, and February would be clock number one. And starting March 1 would be clock number 2, going to June 1st would be clock number 3, starting June 1, June 1 to September. Three final pending warning judgment clocks is what he called them to me, is what he said. And in their series of events, and I'm getting ready to release the tremendous information on this, showing the pattern of this and how it was released and how the prophecies of these things have jumped off the pages left and right. Anyhow, these judgment clocks would start, he said, and in each one of these judgment clocks, a series of certain prophetic events would take place in the nation. I wrote about the stuff last year, about the weather patterns, the crazy winter storms, the hot and cold weather patterns that we had, and all that took place this year, of this, you know, starting from the winter, all, you know, right on through the season. I wrote about the rare tornadoes and the supercell tornadoes coming in mm-hmm. and flooding at the same time. January 4th, I believe it was, came along, and Wisconsin got hit with a rare tornado that it had not seen a tornado there since 1844. And, you know, these events just began to unfold, and all these tornadoes that began a series right after that, and Missouri got hit that same day, but right after that, we started seeing a series of rare tornadoes and tornadoes out of season, they call it, okay? At the same time, widespread flooding took place, and that's what took place here. We've been watching in Ohio and, you know, all the way down in Arkansas and Tennessee and other these different states where the tornadoes were coming and the flooding at the same identical time. I talked about the fires coming this year. Well, watch this. We see the Everglades and the Florida fires just breaking out, and then back in California, we've got another set of fires breaking out there. Okay. Meanwhile, okay, from the west to the east, okay, and meanwhile, and then from the east back to the west, and meanwhile we're seeing this same-sex marriage law that got passed here, whatever you want to call it, from in San Francisco, the gays and stuff all celebrating, and within a few days of that, old Teddy Boy Kennedy goes out for a few strokes or whatever, and you know, and now they found a malignant tumor on him that's not curable or whatever they said. And so he, since he was the primary advocate for same-sex, you know, the primary advocate in this country for that kind of stuff, you know, it makes you wonder that here it is in the West and there it is in the East. What's going to happen? The symbolization prophetically, Kennedy going to the hospital being struck, is the same thing, but in a much more greater magnitude of San Francisco being struck and the gays and the sodomites. Mm-hmm. And I say unto them, okay, watch it, unless you, if you don't repent of your wickedness, well, God is going to bring judgment upon you, and he's going to strike you dead. And that's what's coming. Just as well as he's going to strike this Lakeland Revival fire garbage that's going on with the Bentley boys and the rest of this nonsense of the Joneses and the Joiners and the Paul Canes and the rest of this mess of the homosexuals and the gays that are right inside the churches. Enough is enough, folks. And Bentley's going to be struck. God's going to bring him down. In fact, he challenged God the other day, in a sense, and there was an email that came in from Bentley. Bentley saying about Jesus bowing down before him type of stuff. With the, you know, he was on this motorcycle and his picture and his wonderful so-called Christian tattoos that he claims he has. And, you know, this stuff's nonsense, and people believe these kind of people. And they believe Paul came to be a holy man when he was caught in homosexual relationships and alcoholism and everything else, and they call that godly and holy. I don't know where, you know, they'll call evil good in the last days, and that's exactly what this is. And folks, I don't care if there's 600 million get healed across this country or the world, whatever. Obviously, there's only 350 million people or thereabouts in America, but that doesn't make it God. There's going to be all counterfeit signs and wonders and lying tongues, it says in the scriptures, in the last days of these people rising up. False. We were warned about this, testing the spirit. And so, you know, we talked about that last week a little bit, I think, about this, and I'm not going to go into that portion of it this week on it. I would pray these men be restored in the love of Jesus Christ and that they were called gently to repent. But at the same time, that gentleness may not be so gently that if they refuse to repent, God said he's going to send a death judgment upon them. And men are going to fall over and die. And we're not talking five people here or 50. I saw thousands of people falling over dying. Because of the same demon spirits that are hanging out on them will rise up in the rest that are there, and those people will go in opposition of the truth. And God is going to strike down those. Oh, is that God? Is it in the Bible? You better believe it's in the Bible. It's all over. Moses comes off the mountain, orders the swords to come out and strike all those people and killed every single one of them. Of those that were not on God's side because they were worshiping the golden calf, all with this gold dust. And so, you know, we got to start waking up, folks, and this is a very serious situation. The time we're living in, this is perilous times we're living in, and it's going to get very dark very soon. The hour has now come upon America. Anyhow, in this dream, what the Lord spoke to me, he said, during this time I had this dream and some very short visions, but the dream kept coming back over and over in the same spot every time I woke up through the night, all the way till about 2:30 that morning. And in the dream, I saw the Pacific Northwest violently shaking. And when I woke up, the clock was 9:20 p.m., I heard the word earthquake again, and I saw 9.2 is what appeared to me. And I wrote a 9092 there, but that's what I saw, and that's what I heard in the spirit. And as the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, and I went back to sleep, and the dream went back in the same place where it left off at. And I could feel this, you know, I went right back, I could feel this intense heat. My body was completely burning and shaking in the dream, too. And then I saw a virus outbreak of America hit in the dream, on the second part of this dream again. And the whole Pacific Northwest was cracking up and shaking. I woke up again. It was 11:09. And I looked at the clock and I saw 11:11. And it's interesting. I left on 11:11 at 1:11 or 1:11 at 11:11 that morning on the January trip from Spokane to California and doing this I-5 corridor thing that I just came back from in January there.
Mm-hmm.
But as I went back to sleep again, this dream picked right back up where it left off. And this time, I looked as I saw what was taking place in the dream about the Northwest violently shaking. I heard the Lord say, look to the east, and I looked at the Port Harbor of New York, and I saw the Statue of Liberty. As I looked across, I saw the water in the Port Harbor violently rattling and shaking, being thrown up into the air. The buildings were starting to crack. There was tremendous trembling taking place in all of New York. And then I looked, and I saw the Statue of Liberty again, and the face on the Statue of Liberty had this burning, intense heat pouring out. Sweat all over her face, and cracks started cracking the faces of the statue. They started cracking all over the Liberty's face. And, of course, that Greek goddess put up by the Masonic Order and from France, and the ones that a duplicate was made of that, I guess it's in France somewhere, mm-hmm. but it's still a Greek goddess, and it's a false liberty. And so when I saw these things taking place, and I went back to sleep again, as I woke up again, it was 12:22, and went back to sleep, there was massive explosions, fires break out everywhere. There was Muslims were on horses in vehicles. They ended up having, you know, what I saw was swords and guns and bombs in all over America. And this dream went on constantly all the way till about 2:30 that morning. And in there, the Lord started to speak to me, and I heard what the Lord spoke to me about, you know, some scriptures in that. And he said this, I won't read this scripture, but you guys can read this, Isaiah chapter 21, verses 5 through 10, talking about, get up, you officers, and oil your shields. This is what the Lord God says to me, and go post a lookout and report what he sees. When he sees the chariots with teams of horses and riders on camels, let him be alert and fully alert. Let the lookout shout day after day, and say, my Lord, I stand on my watchtower every night, and I stay at my post. And he goes on, and he says, and he comes back, and he gives the answer, and he says, Babylon has fallen. And he goes on talking about the great Babylon. Anyhow, the dream went on for quite some time, and it was talking about the earthquake, and that was just in the Pacific Northwest. The Lord spoke to me about a California earthquake coming. People ask me about this earthquake and how this is going back and forth across the country, and I see the earthquake coming out of the west. I see one in the Midwest and the East Coast, and I see that these earthquakes are about to take place. When I went to New York, I went to the Statue of Liberty and struck the Statue of Liberty. The Lord told me the releasement of that earthquake has been released, as well as a new 9/11 coming, which is seven times greater than 9/11 originally. And as well as the economic wealth of America ready to fall to the ground. And so that's what this is about, folks, what we're seeing taking place, what we're about to see. And I've been questioned on this on several radio stations. You know, as you folks know, I've been on the Daniel Ott Show. I'm on Watchman Radio. I'm on Spirit One Broadcasting out of Georgia. Every Tuesday and Thursday I do live shows out of there at 5 o'clock. And, but what I've been speaking about is mainly centering around, you know, talking about the apostasy and this Lakeland revival, but also, and I don't want to spend much time on that stuff because it's a distractment, and it will try to detain all that God is really doing, why that counterfeit's going on. And you got to keep focused here about what is about to take place. I'd much rather spend my time warning the people about the judgment that's coming on America than worried about, you know, and I'm still warning the people about this counterfeit and the gold dust idea, because I believe Christians are being duped into this thing by the thousands. But I believe what we have to understand, folks, is that this earthquake that's about to take place is going to be catastrophic. It's going to be very, very large. I can't tell you exactly how big this is going to be, but I can tell you this, and this is before these two earthquakes that I saw in the Northwest in California, which is another set of earthquakes coming behind that. The California one that I saw in this other dream was like an 8.0, 8.5 earthquake, and then I saw this 9.2 earthquake in the Pacific Northwest. But I will say that when I was out in California, I struck the Pacific Ocean with my staff, a cedar staff that I had, and the state capitals, and all the way up and down, and over by the Gordy Plates out there where it connects Oregon and California together, and all the way up into the Juan de Fuca Straits, which I talked about in the last day, there will be a 13 on the Richter scale earthquake. I just wanted to share that this earthquake that's coming, and when I see it, like I said, it's going to be after May 31st. I'm seeing this earthquake that's coming very quickly. We talked about the devastation of the Great Lakes, and how, and I know I've talked a little bit about that on other shows. I might not have said much on this show, but I was up in the Great Lakes, and we'll get back to the earthquake in a second. I was up in the Great Lakes, and the Lord told me he was going to confirm an earthquake, and I was to strike the Great Lakes with my cedar staff, and within, I think it was 12 or 14 hours of it, there was a 5.4 earthquake in the Midwest. And that was on my way out to the Statue of Liberty when I was to strike the Statue of Liberty. And that's what I heard the Lord say and showed me in a vision about the Statue of Liberty when I struck that. And originally in the vision, I was standing in the Pacific Northwest, And after I struck the Juan de Fuca Straits in the Seattle area up there, up above, I reached across the United States of America with a cedar staff, and I reached out and I struck the Statue of Liberty. And if you folks have read this or haven't read this, I don't know, but I'd encourage you to go back and read it. It's under the title of the eight letters on the website, and it's called Urgent Number 5, Pending Judgment. And it's a very, very key descriptive thing about the vision, about the angels of the Lord, and about how they took their swords and how they struck the Pacific Ocean, where I was in places, and how they struck the Great Lakes, and how they're going to strike the Gulf of Mexico, and that's what we're getting ready to do. That's what the Lord's told me to go do on this trip down south, and going to Jacksonville, Florida, and striking the Atlantic Ocean there. This is about to unfold. This is the four corners of the United States will be complete when Jacksonville's done, and it will be sealed, and nothing's going to stop this. You know, no warlock, no witch, no demon, no anything. The church has to understand something. Is where all of that, how do you figure there's demons about this and the ocean and all that kind of stuff? I hear people asking stuff. I said, well, you know, there's many models in the scriptures about this type of stuff, but one of the models I can tell you is about Jesus being in the boat and going across the Sea of Galilee. And, you know, he goes to sleep and the wicked storm rises up and he has to, you know, not only tell his disciples not only have their little faith, but they didn't really have a discernment of what was going on there. He has to get up, and he basically rebukes the demons, but he says that he rebuked the sea of this storm, in a sense, and that's what he was rebuking. And he commanded the sea to be calm, and the sea obeyed him. Now, that same Jesus also said that authority is in you, folks. I give you all authority over everything, Satan's sickness, over everything on the earth. You know, see, be the mountain, be thou removed. You know, commands the fig tree, wither, it withers instantly. Power over the sea, Genesis 1. I give you dominion over all the earth, everything on the earth. But the American church doesn't understand that because they don't teach these things.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand that it's very biblical, Don, how this stuff is in the Bible and how it's the authority of a believer if they understand the authority of Jesus Christ and how deep that authority is, not just the word authority, but how the sea shall obey, how the mountains shall do, you know, take place, what shall be done over these things. Why are we in warfare, folks? We're in warfare, and major warfare. And we better wake up and understand that the enemy's real. And yes, we have victory over the enemy, but that doesn't mean there's not going to be conflict and casualties here.
Now, I have a question, Pastor Stephen. You mentioned that the next 9/11 type event, the next, we tend to call those false flag events, the next one's going to be seven times greater than 9/11. Are you speaking about seven different locations or all in one place? Has any of that been revealed to you?
I see three, and they're actually four, but I actually see initially the three cities, New York, D.C., and San Diego. But I also see Seattle getting hit. But for now, what I'm seeing in this rise real quick would be New York, D.C., and San Diego. The magnitude of the seven times greater is what I mean by seven times greater, that the intensity of what took place in 9/11, of how that happened and the devastation of that and those buildings would actually be just an increase seven times greater. I know that there's going to be major areas hit beyond all that. I know there's a targeting of 10 cities in the United States that the Lord showed me about this. I saw I saw Detroit being hit as one of those cities. I saw massive fires in Michigan. I saw the big three go down. But this 9/11, I believe, will be very well spread out, but it will come in with a lot of confusion and chaos when this 9/11 hits. I see martial law rising up temporarily over this for a season of time. The American people will plead for peace of this and, you know, look to the government to say, help us kind of idea. The government will come in and patch up the wounds and think everything's great and let everybody know, see, we were right all along in this whole situation, and now you can trust us. And as soon as the American people give themselves over to the beast of that and give in to trusting this, everything will die back down for a season of time, and then it will rise again, only this time when martial law takes place. After that, it will rise permanently. And we will never know freedom in this country ever again, folks, because our liberty has been taken away. And that was one of the things about 9/11. The streets of 9/11, where they're set on the cross streets of those towers, and I've spoke about this for years since that 9/11 thing, right there the day that 9/11 happened, I spoke about this very thing that I'm saying, is that those streets are set on Church Street and Liberty Street, were the two streets where these towers were. And the Lord told me this, because when I had looked at this, he said, "My son, what do you see?" And I said, "Well, I see the airplanes in the buildings, I see the fires, I see the death, I see the smoke." He said, "No, son, my son, those are the circumstances. What do you see? Look deeper." And when the Lord spoke to me, I said, "What, Lord?" He said, "Where did these towers sit?" And I found out where the towers sit, on Church Street and Liberty Street. He said, "Tell the church they're about to lose their liberty, and tell America they've already lost their liberty." And when I heard that, I realized that, you know, it's over. It's all over. And what's about to take place is going to be beyond measure when this next 9/11 happens, seven times greater. So that is one of the things, Don, that the Lord showed me about there on that 9/11 that's coming. And I see the three cities, and I also see the three earthquakes. Now, how fast these other two earthquakes hit, I believe there's going to be a chain reaction of these earthquakes being set off from this larger earthquake. I know that the East Coast is getting ready to be hit with a big earthquake, and I believe it's going to cut right through the upper portion of the United States there, of D.C. in that area, Washington, D.C. area, is where I believe that this upper portion of the United States is going to be hit with this earthquake. I believe the Midwest is getting ready to have another earthquake, and I see the West Coast getting hit. And this West Coast thing's about to happen, folks. Robert that called in earlier, I wanted to share something about that, and this is how we're going to get to this real quick now, because I don't know what time frame we got here, but this is very important. Last year on 12/22, I had a dream. And in the dream, I was flying into San Diego, and I know a pastor down there, as a friend of mine, and I went into the dream and I warned him and the people that were there to get out. And they were, just before they fled out of the building, this particular building, which had these, you know, the California tile roofs and stuff, the harder tile roofs, this building was picked up and brought over to the Middle East in this dream. And then I saw myself back outside the building again, and I was walking back into the building again. And when I did, I had this strong impression that I was being followed. And sure enough, when I got in the building to look out the window, I seen this terrorist-type person out there with the mask on, this old, black whatever clothing thing, and I saw a weapon in his hand. Looked like a rocket launcher to me. And he stared at me, and I stared at him for a second to look, to see. And then all of a sudden, the building was picked back up from the Middle East, and it was brought back to San Diego and sat back down in this dream. And in the dream, right where it left off at, I was going back in, and I had my hand out pointing at this guy, Vincent, and these people. And I said, "It's it. This is done. It's come. It's happening now," as we were speaking. And they started fleeing out of the building. And what I saw was this explosion in San Diego. And I seen the body of water that apparently was sitting, what I saw was rising up on the sea in this particular dream. And I saw a massive earthquake take place, and people were fleeing out of the building. Now, what reason I'm saying all this, folks, is because on 12/22 in this dream last year, in 2007, is that this particular man wanted me to come down in March to have a conference, and I told him, "No, I can't. I've got to go down in January to the West Coast, and if you want to have the conference in March, that's up to you, and I may or may not be able to be there to be a part of the conference and speak, but I've got to go down and continue, the West Coast and deal with this whole situation. Anyhow, and so this man, you know, said some things to me about that. And I had this dream on 1222. It was one of them. Well, this man is actually having a conference in California. I'm not going there to speak right now because I've got to be in the Gulf States. I guess he's still having it, but it was going to be on May 31st of this year. And the Space Shuttle Discovery that I thought was the Endeavor that they switched it out to the Discovery, it's actually going up on May 31st. And the Lord spoke about this Space Shuttle going up and about this conference on May 31st in California. And I just sensed that, okay, I had this dream, and was that the dream about the conference and about what I was going into? And now it's scheduled to be on May 31st. And I keep getting this word about May 31st, that after May 31st, somehow, and I'm not saying it's going to be on May 31st. I'm just saying I sensed it was after May 31st. I keep sensing the month of June for some reason. And I believe that we're about to see, you know, a earthquake take place in America. And that's what I'd like to go on record for. I know I've mentioned, Daniel Otto, you know, something about the West Coast, but my original announcement to this was an earthquake was going to hit in America. And I believed it was in the month of June is what the Lord was speaking to my heart about. And so I wanted to share that. You know, can I miss God on it? Yeah, we all miss God on something. Wilkerson missed God. Many men miss God. But, you know, I believe that, you know, what I'm seeing here is this earthquake is about to take place, and it's going to be very large. My sense is that it's going to come out of the West. But I also see two other earthquakes, one in the Midwest and one on the East Coast. And I don't know how quick those will happen, but I just believe it's going to be like a reaction to this from the West to the East. And that's what he's telling me. Everything's been going to the pattern from the West to the East. And whatever happens to the East, then it goes right back to the West again. And so that's what I saw. And on the 1222 dream, that was very important. And I wrote a letter on November 30th, and it talked about the Tungsten event of 1908, a comet that I saw appearing in 2008. And I wrote that in the coming events part letter number one, folks, and that's number 18, I believe it was. And it mentions, I see a comet appearing in 2008. I find the date of 1908 very interesting. And I wrote about this 1908, June 30th, 1908 Tungsten event, which took place. It was an impact comet. It leveled 80 million trees, and it was up by the coast of Kari in the Siberian Straits. And anyhow, that is what I saw. Well, a few months back here, it's been maybe 2.5 months now, whatever, there was a comet that appeared, a fiery comet, and it went right over by the Juan de Fuca Straits in Seattle. The last time I saw a comet that the Lord gave me prophetically before it happened, I prophesied of the Hale-Bopp comet before it happened. And it passed over the Three Sisters of Oregon, of Mount Shasta there. And he told me then that those volcanoes, those three volcanoes, that in the last days when this earthquake thing would take place, all those volcanoes would erupt. And he mentioned the volcanoes in Washington are going to erupt. And he mentioned the volcanoes in Wyoming were going to erupt. When this massive earthquake takes place, of course, that's the big one, folks, the 13. There's no coming back after that.
Pastor Steven, it sounds like we got another caller here. I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah.
If you bump the button, or do we have a caller on the line? Well, maybe you bump the button on your phone. Okay. Sorry to interrupt you.
Sorry about that. But well, the 13 is what I believe what Jesus was talking about in the scriptures, where it talked about the great earthquake, never to be equal again type of thing. And I believe when we see that, it's going to send shockwaves around the Ring of Fire, and massive destruction will happen in many countries, not only in Japan and other countries, but it's just going to send shockwaves around the world, and it's going to set off. What I saw 5,000 earthquakes being set off after the 7 major earthquakes in the United States from this 13. Then I saw 5,000 small, tiny little cracks across America like a sheet of glass that just broke. And that big earthquake's coming. But that is the end result earthquake that no one's coming back from. It's going to be total catastrophic, total annihilation, as one man put it when I told him in 1995 in southern Colorado when I did a conference down there and spoke of it back then. But all I'm saying is that I'm glad I'm on the show tonight, Don, and I'm glad that this is important to address this earthquake that's coming. because this earthquake is ready to take place. I know I mentioned on Daniel Lott's show on March the 8th, and of course the audios went down on that, but Daniel remembered what I was speaking about the tornado and the earthquake that would take place right after the tornado. And the following week in Atlanta, and this came from a prophecy in 1996, that CNN headquarters would be hit with a tornado, and Atlanta would be hit there, and that the earthquake would take place. And, well, on the 14th of March, CNN headquarters did get hit, and Atlanta did get hit with a tornado. And the very next day, there was a 5.9 off the coast of Oregon, in that order. And I can just tell you, folks, that there's numerous amounts of prophecies here on the website that has been jumping off the pages. And I don't remember whether last week that I mentioned this, Don, on your show or not, but one of the things that God gave me a confirmation on, another thing, I should say, not just one of the things, but one of the things, was about North Korea shooting off its missiles. And it's in the Coming Events Part 2, number 19, and it says, North Korea is about to bite back against America's mandated weapons. Very soon, North Korea will cause a diversion, and there will be a major uprising at the DMZ in Korea. North Korea is about to release one of their missiles. And, of course, America will move to flex its muscle. It will be a big mistake. China will be waiting. America will have trouble all at once. South America, Asia, Middle East, Syria, Iran, and others. Europe, then Russia will stand up and the bear will open its mouth and send out a loud roar. There will be American lives lost over this. You will see the start of the rise of this towards the end of 2008. Well, what we're seeing is that the timetables are so rapidly happening, folks, since the California fires.
Hello?
Oh, hello? It sounds like we have a caller now.
Okay.
Just out of nowhere. Would you tell us your name and either a comment or a question for myself or Pastor Stephen?
Yes. Hi, Matthew. This is Carol from California.
And, hi, Carol from California.
I have a question about, these events sound so catastrophic, and Christians were promised to be spared from the wrath of God. Is this the wrath of God, like the seven-year tribulation wrath of God, or is this judgment? Wrath.
Well, first of all, no, this is not the wrath of God, it's a judgment of God. And Christians, it says that the wrath of God is stored up for the wicked itself. It's not a come upon the righteous, but that's the wrath.
Mm-hmm.
It never says anything about the judgment. And 7 years of tribulation is not known as the wrath of God directly in the scriptures, but that it will be the judgment of God, and tribulation is a tribulation, and we're not going to be spared from. And I've studied this. I used to be and I hate to get into this subject. I just can't stand the subject itself directly, even though I've studied thousands of hours on this particular subject about what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
But that I was a pre-tribulationist type person who believed in the rapture when I got saved in 1979. And when I started looking over the scriptures, by the tons of them on this whole subject everywhere all over the scriptures, first of all, we know that the rapture word is not mentioned in the Bible anywhere. We know that, you know, most people try to refer to the rapture as 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. But the word resurrection is mentioned in the Bible. And the resurrection is mentioned in the Bible, I think, 234 times. And that the early church always taught about the resurrection at the last day. And in Matthew 24, it says that after the great tribulation of those days shall the sign of the Son of Man appear in the sky to gather his elect. But it doesn't say before the tribulation of the day, it says after the tribulation of those days.
Mm-hmm.
And that what we have to understand is that there's only one day of the Lord, and he's only coming back once. We're not going to go up and down and then up and down again, this type of stuff like some people think.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually, you know, there's one day of the Lord, and the return of the Lord is only coming back once to gather his elect, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a resurrection of the wicked, and then there's a resurrection of the righteous. But the resurrection of the righteous that the early church taught about was in the last days. And how we know this, and there's many scriptures to this, hundreds of scriptures, but one of the scriptures I can tell you is that Jesus came when Lazarus died. And Martha's sitting there and crying out and said, Lord, if you had been here, Lazarus would not have died. Jesus told him the resurrection of life, started speaking about raising him up and all this other stuff. And Martha turns around and says, well, yes, Lord, I know all that. And I know he'll be resurrected. I know he'll be raised up from the dead in the resurrection at the last days, exactly what the word says, word for word, at the last day. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the church always taught about the resurrection, and it taught about it at the last day. The rapture word came, you know, predominantly from a lady from Ireland, I believe it was, and brought it to England. And the boys from England brought it over to America, and it's been taught ever since in American churches, and it's not biblically sound. And it's controversial, so I don't like to get into the... I don't mind getting controversial things, but I'd like to be able to present hundreds of scriptures on that, not just a verse here and there that people can take and prove anything. But it's a long subject in itself. So, you know, get right down to your question, Carol from California, is that we are in the judgment of America as far as what God is judging this nation for, and it's not the wrath of God. The righteous will be preserved. There will be a preserved community of God's remnant on the earth, not only in America, but other nations. And I'd like you to read Ezekiel chapter 17, or chapter 12, I mean, verses 17 through 28, if you get a chance.
Actually, the Lord gave me that passage 8 years ago.
Yeah, and that was one of the letters I wrote. In fact, the November 25th thing that I was sharing with tonight, I spoke of that scripture. I believe it was in that particular letter. And but anyhow, it's in there. And it says, no longer shall these judgments be postponed. No longer shall what God is about to do hold off. Another scripture, chapter I'd like you to read is very important. Ezekiel chapter 21. And all the listeners can read that. And it's very, very important about how it rains of judgment on the righteous and the wicked at the same time. And so, not the raft, but the judgment. And there's a major difference between the raft, because yes, the raft is not for the righteous. It is for the wicked. But the judgment of God is for all on the earth, no matter who we are. I believe that the blood, true blood saints of God, born again, truly remnant of Jesus, that's living for Jesus Christ, not playing, you know, the 101 Christianity ideas of American apostasies, but I'm talking about those who are sold out to the king. I believe that that remnant is going to rise up with authority and power on the earth in this hour. And I believe that they will be protected and preserved for a mighty work of what God's doing. And many years ago, I wrote a letter talking about the outpouring, and the letter's called Change So Great. It's on the website. It's called Change So Great. And in there, it talks about a mighty outpouring of God's Holy Spirit for His remnant bride in the last days, as the wind of His Holy Spirit is to blow. But at the same time, Jesus speaks of the scriptures, and Paul spoke of it all, about a great falling away in the last days. Many people would fall away. Revelation speaks of how long, O Lord, before you avenge our blood. It speaks of the saints of God, where in Daniel it says that they're given over to the beast. The beast made war with the saints for time, and half a time. And, you know, we're going to see major things on the earth, folks. And I don't know how much time we've got here tonight. I know we've been going a while, but the key is that my call to you guys tonight is understand that we need to spiritually get ready above all things. My cry is for people to get off the coast, off the West Coast, out of the Gulf of Mexico, because this is their final warnings. This is what the Lord told me this year, 2008, would be the final warning for people to get themselves in places of safety, in places wherever God tells them to go. If God tells you to stand in the midst of that tsunami or that earthquake, then stand there. But I'll tell you what, you better test the Spirit, and you better make sure it's God, folks. You better make sure that you know it's God. Because the call I hear and what God's saying and what I've heard from brothers that I know that are seasoned men is saying the same thing. You know, I've talked to Henry Gruber, a friend of mine. Dimitri Dudeman, unfortunately, he's dead now, but known a little bit about Dimitri. And Dimitri Dudeman and Henry Gruber and myself were scheduled to speak at a conference in Denver, Colorado in 1995. But his grandson, Michael Bogey, and I worked together on some things, and he's on he co-hosts a radio show with me on Tuesdays. But these men are, you know, that are seasoned in the country, and there are some seasoned men, are saying the same thing. You know, get out of the coastlines. This thing is going to happen. People in Florida keep shaking their fist at God, and they want to rebuild and rebuild and rebuild and rebuild. And the hurricanes keep coming and come. Guess what? God's just trying to spare their lives. Because guess what? When this thing hits, it's going to be so catastrophic. And I showed it on the map, all of Florida, all the way into Atlanta, all the way to Decatur, Alabama, all the way down across the, below Interstate 20, all the way across the whole thing to Texas. And down into Dallas area, and then back down to Laredo, Texas, on Interstate 30. All of that whole area, Louisiana, Mississippi, all is going to be completely underwater. And I saw fire shoot across the whole top of the water, all the way across from Florida to Texas, that sat on the water. The scientists won't be able to explain the 100-year flood on this one. They're going to know the hand of God did this, and it's going to be declared that the hand of God is going to do it before it happens. That's what I'm going down to see CNN headquarters and Fox News about when I go down there in Georgia. I'm going to speak to many people. I want to make a statement with Charisma Magazine about this Lakeland Revival thing and some of the stuff that's going on there. I'll be speaking to a lot of people in the nation over this, going into the White House in September and dealing with the lawmakers, and hopefully I'll be able to have the time to speak to the president. But the nation is in trouble, folks. And God's not going to save America. But he's interested in saving the souls in America. He's interested in saving the souls of men. He doesn't care about the physical land. He cares about the people.
You know, we come back to your message of repentance, and we open the show with that. We are out of time. Carol, I want to thank you for your call and your questions. Please call in again.
Thank you so much.
And
amen.
Spread the word.
Yes.
While you're at it. Well, we're out of time, Pastor. I would love to have you come back again. I know that that folks are really listening to what you're saying. I've gotten email. Of course, you get tons of email, so I haven't even bothered to forward that to you. But I've gotten calls. I've gotten email. People are very appreciative of what you're doing. Mostly, you're preaching to the choir, as far as the majority of listeners to this show, and those that listen to any alternative media, but there's nothing wrong with that, because you are moving the Spirit of God over the airwaves, and that has a great impact in other places.
Yes, I appreciate
do you,
that.
In the closing moments here, do you have a? I mean, you've said quite a bit. Do you have a parting message for everyone? And can we get you to come back again after your travels settle down a little bit?
Sure, that'd be great, Don. I'd love to come back on the show. And in fact, I'm coming back with a four-corner report of the United States that I'm going to be releasing a tremendous amount of prophetic things about what God showed me about America, in very, very detailed things. Because I take notebooks with me when I go to these places, and the Lord speaks to me about these areas. And so I write, you know, page after page of stuff down that I have not released to America yet that I'm about to release. And so I'd love to come back after I come back from the travels. I'm going to be going on several shows, and I'm sure I'd love to come back on your show. The parting message I have tonight, folks, is this, is that I'd plead by the mercies of God and ask for God's compassion and mercy to reach out to those, to bring the warning to anybody you can to get ready, to return to holiness and to Jesus Christ, to return to his holy word, and get on our faces and cry out to God, as we all need to repent in our hearts, that God would spare those who he's going to, and have mercy on whom he's going to have mercy on, but that we would get ourselves prepared, folks, and call for that spirit of repentance in the land of America again, once again, because our nation is in some deep, deep troubles. Non-believers know so much more than some of these people in the churches. I've listened to some of these people, and they know there's something wrong on the earth. And yet the church is much dead and asleep in America. And I pray to God that God would take those and wake them up out of the slumber and let the Spirit of God's presence and power reach out to those that are dying out here, and the Spirit of repentance would be called with the fiery preaching in the land again, and that people of God would begin to gather together and stop looking for what's in it for themselves and how much they need to sell their properties for, and they got to have their money, and that's one of the reasons we can't get out, because we got to be comfortable where we're landing. And we just got to cry out to God, folks, and say, Lord, it's all yours. It's all going to burn up anyhow. What do we do? What do you want us to be? Where do you want us to be? Where do you want us to go? Let our families know. Tell us. Wake us up in the middle of the night. Wake up your husband. Wake up the wife. And I pray to God that men would become men in this nation again, godly men, instead of the stuff that it says in the Bible where many of them will be turned over like, you know, girls or wimps in the last days. And that's what it seems like with much of them. And pray that men of righteousness would be stand up. And pray that everybody, men and women, would take their place on the walls tonight and every day to start doing battle and crying out to God. And so that's kind of what I'd like to leave the listeners with. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Father God, that you'd open their ears and eyes, and those that need to hear need to hear. And that their hearts would be open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church today in this hour.
Amen.
Thank you. Jesus' holy name, God.
What comes to mind here, Pastor, is what Jesus told us when he said, if you're on your roof, don't even think to go in your house to get your coat. Or in essence, he was saying your possessions. Now, was he talking about the last days here, or was he talking about the Lord's judgment that you're describing? I think it really doesn't matter at that point. I think if you have God in your heart and you have done what Pastor Stephen has suggested and repented, gotten on your knees and prayed to God, begged for forgiveness and for salvation, God will have us in the right place. He will have his people where they will be safe. He will protect them.
Right. And that's the thing, folks. I even pray for the non-believers out there before they get sucked out to sea. I pray to God that they find Jesus before that happens. And, you know, and I know he'll protect you wherever you are if you'll cry out to God. But at the same time, we need to be where God's calling us to be. You know, those people didn't think they needed to be in the ark, and they told Noah he was crazy. But yet they all died when the door of the ark was closed. They couldn't get in then. It was too late. And that's what I'm seeing right now is that God does have a plan for his people, and he has a purpose for his people. But we need to be where he's calling us to be, and we need to take heed to it and stop trying to do our own thing and live our own lives. It's time to yield to what the Holy Spirit is saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
My heart weeps for these people, weeps for the people in California, these places of the death that I saw and the dreams that I saw about the earthquakes and the tsunami that's coming. I've wept for this for years of the stuff that I've been seeing. And I know it's now coming. It's now here. And so we're coming up to that time, folks. And June 1st is going to be a whole clock that's coming forth. That's right around the corner, a week and a half from now. And so we better get ready, folks. And I appreciate it. And Don, I appreciate being on your show tonight.
And I appreciate having you, and I'm sure the listeners did. Please keep in touch. Drop me a line when you get back, or if there's anything you'd like me to post on my website, any prophecies or anything, I'd be happy to do that for you as well.
All right.
And you were going to give your web address out also, the URL.
All right. It's propheticwatchmanvine.com. It's propheticwatchman, M-A-N, Vine, V-I-N-E, .com. And my email address is on there, and I appreciate it, and appreciate being on the show, and thank you very much for this time, and I pray that the listeners be blessed, and that the Lord guide you and direct you, and let the Word of God be the lamp unto your feet to direct you and what you should do, and let the Holy Spirit speak to your hearts. And so bless you, and thank you very much, Don.
And we pray for your safety on your trip and your success as well.
Amen. Well, thank you very much, brother. I appreciate
it. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Folks,
right,
you have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. Our special guest tonight was Pastor Matthew Stephen, and he will be back again after he finishes his tour, I'm sure, And I would like to thank Seth Hendrick for doing the sound, Don Newsom for making this show possible, and also I'd like to thank Robert and Carol for calling in. It's so nice to hear some people are out there and engaging in this conversation. In the meantime, I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'm going to say have a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.
Details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.